那么今天为大家讲有关教育的演讲 Every Kid Needs a Champion by Rita Pearson， 希望大家喜欢。I have spent my entire life either at schoolhouse, on the way to the schoolhouse, or talking about what happens in the schoolhouse. Both my parents were educators. My maternal grandparents were educators, and for the past 40 years, I've done the same thing. And so, needless to say, over those years, I have had a chance to look at education reform from a lot of perspectives.Some of those reforms have been good, some of them have been not so good, and we know why kids drop out. We know why kids don't learn. It's either poverty, low attendance, negative peer influences. We know why. And one of the things that we never discuss or we rarely discuss is the value and importance of human connection relationships. James Comer says,that no significant learning can occur without a significant relationship. George Washington Carver says all learning is understanding relationships. Everyone in this room has been affected by a teacher or an adult. For years, I have watched people teach. I have looked at the best and I've looked at some of the worst. A colleague said to me one time,They don't pay me to like the kids. They pay me to teach a lesson. The kids should learn it. I should teach it. They should learn it. Case closed. Well, I say to her, You know, kids, don't learn from people they don't like. She said, That's just a bunch of hoey. And I said to her, Well, your year is going to be long and arduous, dear.Needless to say, it was some people think that you can either have it in you to build a relationship or you don't. I think Stephen Covey had the right idea. He set you out to just throw in a few simple things, like seeking first to understand as opposed to being understood. Simple things like apologizing you ever thought about that. Tell a kid you're sorry, they're in shock.I taught a lesson once on ratios. I'm not real good with math, but I was working on it. And I got back and looked at that teacher at addition. I would taught the whole lesson wrong. So I came back to class the next day and I said, Look guys, I need to apologize. I taught the whole lesson wrong. I'm so sorry. They said, That's okay, Miss Pearson. You're so excited, we just let you go.I have had classes that were so low that academically deficient that I cried. I wondered, how am I going to take this group in 9 months from where they are to where they need to be? And it was difficult. It was awfully hard. How do I raise the self-esteem of a child and his academic achievement at the same time? One year, I came up with a bright idea.I told all my students, you were chosen to be in my class because I'm the best teacher and you're the best students. They put us all together so we could show everybody else how to do it. One of the students said, Really? I said, Really? We have to show the other classes how to do it. So when we walk down the hall, people will notice us. So you can't make noise. You just have to strut.And I gave them a saying to say, I was somebody when I came. I'll be a better somebody when I leave. I am powerful and I'm strong. I deserve the education that I get here. I have things to do, people to impress, and places to go. And they said, yeah. You said it long enough and it starts to be a part of you. And so I gave a quiz. 20 questions, a student missed 18. I put it +2 on his paper and big smiley face. He said, Miss Pearson, is this an F? I said, yes. He said, then why did you put a smiley face? I said, because you're on a roll. You got 2 right, you didn't miss them all. I said, and when we review this, won't you do better? He said, yes, ma'am, I can do better.You see, 18 minus 18 sucks all the life out of you. +2 said, I ain't all bad. For years, I watched my mother take the time at recess to review, go on home visits in the afternoon, buy comms and brushes and peanut butter and crackers to put in her desk drawer for kids that needed to eat, and I washed clothes and some soap for the kids who didn't smell so good. See, it's hard to teach kids who stink, and kids can be cruel, and so she kept those things in her desk, and years later, after she retired, I watched some of those same kids come through and say to her, "You know, Miss Walker, you made a difference in my life. You made it work for me. You made me feel like I was somebody, but when I knew at the bottom, I wasn't. And I want you to just see what I've become." And when my mama died 2 years ago at 19-2, there were so many former students at her funeral. It brought tears to my eyes, not because she was gone, but because she left a legacy of relationships that could never disappear. Can we stand to have more relationships? Absolutely. Will you like all your children, or of course not? And you know, your toughest kids are never absent. Never you won't like them all. And tough ones show up for a lesson. Reason is the connection. It's the relationships, and while you won't like them all, the key is, they can never, ever know it. So teachers become great actors and great actresses, and we become to work when we don't feel like it. And we're listening to policy that doesn't make sense, and we teach anyway. We teach anyway, because that's what we do. Teaching and learning should bring joy. How powerful would our world be if we had kids who were not afraid to take risks, who were not afraid to think, who had a champion. Every child deserves a champion, an adult who will never give up on them, who understands the power of connection, insists that they become the best that they can possibly be. Is this job tough? You betcha. Oh God, you betcha. But it's not impossible. We can do this. We're educators. We're born to make a difference. Thank you so much. 好了，我给大家读完了，不知道大家有没有听明白啊？啊，这其实是一篇不太难的一个演讲。那么我给大家大概翻译一下。我这辈子要么是在学校，要么在学校的路上，要么是在讨论学校里发生了什么事。我的父母都是教育家，我的外祖父母也都是搞教育的。过去40年，我也在从事同样的事业，所以很显然，过去的这些年里，我有机会从各个角度审视教育改革。一些改革是有成效的，而另一些则收效甚微。我们知道孩子们为什么掉队辍学，我们知道孩子们为什么学不下去，原因无非是贫穷、低出席率、同龄人的坏影响。我们知道为什么，但是我们从未讨论，或者极少讨论的是人和人之间那种联系的价值和重要性，这就是关系。那么这里有一些单词哈， Some of those reforms have been good, some of them have been not reforms. 一些改革是有成效，那么 reform 是改革的意思。 And we know why kids drop out. 我们知道为什么小孩会辍学。We know why kids don't learn. 我们知道为什么小孩不学习。这可能是因为贫困或者是低出席 low tendency, a low attendance, negative peer influences, 同龄人的坏影响。We know why, but one of the things that we never discuss or we rarely discuss is the value, importance of human connection relationships. 关系。啊，这叫 James Corner. Comer 是美国著名儿童精神科医师。他说过哈，没有强有力的联系，学习就不会有显著进步。No significant learning can occur without a significant relationship. George Washington Carver 说过啊，学习就是理解各种关系。在座的各位都曾经被一位老师或者一个成年人影响过。这么多年，我都在看人们怎么教学。我看过最好的呢，也看过最差的。有一次有个同事跟我说，我的职责不是喜欢那些孩子们，我的职责是教书，孩子们就该去学，我管教课，他们管学习，就是这么个理儿。 A colleague said to me one time, They don't pay me to like the kids, They pay me to teach a lesson, The kids should learn it, I should teach it, They should learn it, case closed. 然后我就跟他说，你知道孩子们可不跟他们讨厌的人学习。You know, kids don't learn from people they don't like. She said, that's just a bunch of hooey, 一派胡言。Bunch of hooey, H-O-O-E-Y, 胡言的意思。I said to her, well, your year is going to be long and arduous, dear. 你这一年会变得十分漫长和痛苦。Arduous, A-R-D-O-U-S, 啊，痛苦的意思。事实也果真如此。有些人认为一个人或者天生可以建立一种关系或者不具有这种能力。我认为 Stephen Covey 是对的。他说你只需要做一些简单的事情，比如试着首先理解他人，而不是想要被理解。比如道歉，你想过吗？跟一个孩子说你很对不起，他们都惊呆了。Needless to say it was, some people think that you can either have it in you to build a relationship or you don't.I like Stephen Covey had the right idea. He said, you have to just throw in a few simple things like seeking first understanding as opposed to being understood. Simple things like apologizing. You ever thought about that? Tell a kid you're sorry, they're in shock. 我有一次讲比例啊 once on racials. 我数学不是很好，但是我当时在教数学，然后我下了课翻看了教师用书，我完全教错了。I got back and look at that teacher edition. I taught that whole lesson wrong. 于是第二天我回到课上，我就说，同学们，我要道歉，我昨天课全都错了。然后他们说，没关系，皮尔森老师，你当时教的非常投入，我们就让你继续了。我曾经教过程度非常低的班级，学术素养差到我都哭了。我当时就想，我怎么能在九个月之内把这些孩子提升到他们必须具备的水平？这真的很难，太艰难了。我怎么能让一个孩子重拾自信，同时在学术上也有进步呢？ I have had class that were so low, so academically deficient. Academically deficient 就是学术方面的不足啊 deficient. I cried, 我都哭了啊。I wonder, how am I going to take this group in 9 months from where they need to be?And it was difficult, it was awfully hard. How do I raise the self-esteem of a child? 我怎能让一个孩子重拾自信、raise the self-esteem. Self-esteem 是重拾自信 it's academic achievement at the same time. 他在学术上也有进步。One year I came with a bright idea. 有一年呢我有个非常好的主意。我告诉我的学生们，你们进了我的班级，因为我是最好的老师，而你们是最好的学生。他们把我们放在一起来给其他人做个好榜样。One of the students said, 有一个学生说真的吗？我说当然是真的了，我们要给其他班级做个好榜样。当我们在楼道里，因为大家都会注意到我们，我们不能吵闹，大家要昂首阔步。我还给了他们一个口号，我是个人物，我来的时候是个人物，我毕业的时候会变成一个更好的人物，我很有力，很强大，我只在这里受教育，我有很多事情要做，我要让人们记住我，我要去很多地方。 People to impress and places to go. And they say, yeah. You say long enough, it starts to be part of you. 如果你长时间那么说呢，它就会变成一种事实。所以呢，我做了一个小测验，20道题，一个孩子错了18道。我在他的卷子上写了一个加二和一个大的笑脸。他说 Miss Pearson, 这是个 F 吗？ Is this an F? I said, yes. He said, 那你为什么给我个笑脸？ Why a smiley face? 因为你正渐入佳境，你没有全错，还对了两个。我说我们复习这些题的时候，难道你会做更好的吗？他说是的，我可以做更好。大家看，负十八让人感觉想死。Sucks all the life out of you. 把你的生命全都吸跑。Suck 是吸的意思。Plus two 意味着我没有那么早。好多年了，我看着我妈妈利用课间休息时间批改作业，下午去家纺买梳子、刷子、花生酱和饼干，把它们放在的抽屉里给那些饿了的孩子们吃哈，还有那些脏孩子们准备了一条毛巾和一些肥皂。看吧，教那些发臭的孩子是困难的一件事。而孩子们有时也是比较残忍的，所以他把这些东西都放在他的抽屉里。然后过了很多年，在他退休以后呢，我看到那些当年的孩子们回来告诉他，你知道 Walker 老师，你改变了我的生活，你让他有了意义，你让我觉得我是个人物， 所以说在心里我知道我不是，我就是想让你看看我现在成为了一个什么样的人。当我妈两年前以92岁高龄去世的时候，我有好多好多以前的学生来参加她葬礼，我哭了，不是因为她去世，而因为她留下的这些永远不会消失的各种的联系。 When Mama died 2 years ago at 92, there were so many former students at her funeral. It brought her tears to my eyes, not because she was gone, but because she left a legacy of relationships that could never disappear. 我真的可以有更多的联系吗？当然可以。你会喜欢你所有学生吗？当然不。你也知道那是最难搞的孩子，总是很难甩掉。Of course not, you know, your toughest kids are never absent. 你不会喜欢每一个人，然而难搞的那几个出现也是有理由的。这就是联系，是关系。当你不会喜欢他们每一个人的时候，关键就是他们永远也不知道这一点。所以老师们变成最伟大的演员，我们强迫自己工作，我们听从那些毫无道理的政策，我们还得上课，因为这是我们的责任。 So teachers become great actors and great actresses, and we come to work when we don't feel like it, and we listen to policy that doesn't make sense, and we teach anyway. We teach anyway because that's what we do.教学和学习是应该是一个让人很愉快的事情。我们的世界会变得多么强大，如果我们的孩子们都不害怕接受挑战，不害怕思考，都赢得了一个冠军，每个孩子都成为一个冠军，一个成年人要永远不放弃他们，懂得联系的强大的力量啊，相信他们可以变成那个最好的自己。 Who understands the power of connectionand insist that they become the best that they can possibly be. 这个职业很艰巨不？当然，上帝毫无疑问，但这不是不可能的。我们可以的，因为我们是教育家，我们天生就是重塑他人。Is this job tough? You betcha. Oh God, you bet you, but it's not impossible. We can do this. We're educators. We're born to make a difference.好了，给大家讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再会。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。